Following the disaster at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in March 2011, there were questions about the health risks associated with the radiation exposure for people living in and around the affected area. Dr. Maria Neira, director of the Department of Public Health and Environment at WHO, says in the areas outside the Fukushima prefecture, the risk remains low and non-observable.
We didn't observe any increase in cancer above what we call the natural variation in baseline rates. What we call the baseline rate is that in yours or my normal life expectancy, there is already a risk to develop a cancer. We take that baseline rate and we look at whether there will be an additional risk for the people who has been exposed. Those levels were too low to affect development or outcome of pregnancy, and no increases as a result of antenatal radiation exposure in spontaneous abortion or miscarriage or perinatal mortality or congenital defects or cognitive impairments are anticipated.
However, on the two most affected locations in the Fukushima prefecture, Dr. Neira says the estimated additional lifetime risk for the development of leukemia, breast, and thyroid cancers is likely to increase.
For leukemia, males and infants, which is the most at-risk group, so 1 year old, we can predict an increase of 7% over the baseline risk. For breast cancer, we saw a predicted increased risk of 6% for infants, females, 1 year old. For thyroid cancer, if you are 1 year old female, which are the most at-risk group, is around 0.75%. What we found is an increase over that risk of 70%. That represents that from 0.75, you are gaining 0.5%.
As to the emergency workers inside the Fukushima, around two-thirds of emergency workers are estimated to have cancer risks in line with the general population, while a third is estimated to have an increased risk. Dr. Neira hopes that this report will serve as a guide for policymakers in terms of future health needs. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.